You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to remind everybody that next week the CCIMs are going to be having a networking event. It's going to be made in Italy, gourmet, up in Wynwood. So it's going to be all about Wynwood. Everybody's invited. Go to ccammiami.org and go find more information out about that. We're talking to Wendy Young. She's the president of Kids in Need of Defense. And Andrew Morton, her white and knight in shining armor. Later on in the show, we're going to talk with Dr. Annette Galore about the link between allergies and allergy season and dry eyes. And the last segment, we'll talk to Beth Meisner, founder of the BNI Foundation, about how you can educate kids in class. But we're back talking about the children here in the United States that need defense. Andrew, lay out the predicate of what we're talking about here.
Sure. There's basically, there are children who are picked up, children who are coming across the border who don't have legal status here. And, you know, under our laws, they are taken into federal custody. There are a number of avenues for children to find relief, you know, whether it's a green card, what's called a special immigrant juvenile visa, a number of other types of status to be able to stay. For some children, there is no avenue to stay, but what we're talking about here is the opportunity, in my opinion, the requirement that these children have legal counsel who can evaluate their case, who can advocate for them in front of an immigration judge or negotiate with Homeland Security and try to figure out, you know, both what is going to happen ultimately for that child's future in terms of being able to remain in the country, and certainly in the meantime, you know, how are they going to be treated while we're awaiting that final decision.
You know, we don't do politics here on the show, and immigration reform or whatever you want to call it is a political issue, but I really think that humanity is not a political issue. Wendy, this is a humanity issue. This ain't politics. Am I right about that?
That's absolutely right. And if there's one thing that unifies us around the globe, it's loving and caring for children really the most vulnerable of people out there. And I have to say, you know, in our work, it's extraordinarily hard sometimes. But what's really encouraging is how many volunteers come to KIND wanting to use their time, their resources, their expertise to help these children. And, you know, particularly lawyers tend to get a bad rap in this country. But
really,
the pro bono effort by the legal community on behalf of these kids is incredible. We began our organization in 2009, and we've trained over 10,000 lawyers to represent these children for free.
You know, it seems to me like that's just my need to do that as a human being. Why don't we give the places where people can get information, and then we'll keep on going. Wendy, where can people get information, contact you, that kind of stuff?
Sure. Again, my website is www.supportkind.org.
Okay. Now, we're here. We're looking at getting this done. We're looking at creating a safe and healthy environment. I got to tell you, I can't remember what scared me the most when I was 5 or 6 years old, but I'll bet these kids will never forget. How do you help them overcome the trauma they're going through, Wendy?
That is a huge challenge. I mean, these kids, first, you know, they faced horrendous violence in their home countries. Then they made this very treacherous, very dangerous trip to the United States that very often takes weeks or even months for them to get here. Then they're taken into detention, and they're locked in facilities once here and then forced to face a judge without an attorney. The trauma factor cannot be understated. So what we try to do in our work is not only provide them with legal representation, but also try to link them with sources of psychosocial support. Somebody can really help them understand that trauma and come to grips with what's happened in their young lives.
Well, you know, I'm getting a text in reminding me to make sure that I mention Lawrence Kids. You know, we work with Lawrence Kids here in the United States. They're all about preventing child sexual abuse. You know, 95% of child sexual abuse could be prevented by education. But I got to tell you, I don't think any of the little criminals in Honduras or Guatemala are interested in education. And I don't think that if you educated the parents down there, that there's much they could do against these criminal gangs. You know, that's not like the United States down there. So what kind of education can we give people? What can we really do? Is there anything proactive that we can do, or can we only help them with lawyers and try to help them navigate the legal system?
Well, I I think you actually put your finger on something else, which we're actually advocating for, which is we need to actually look at the root causes of this child migration. We need to help these countries fix themselves. And, you know, the good news is these are really tiny countries in the overall scheme of things. They're right on our back doorstep. But they're becoming breeding grounds for these gangs and narco trafficking. So we also have a self-interest in trying to help them recover from the kind of violence that's occurring there to get on track for democracy, for economic development, for strong education systems, so that these kids and their families have an opportunity to stay home. Because at the end of the day, that's the real solution to the problem.
Now, Andrew, a lot of people listen to our show, and one of the things that your firm helps people do is structure their business practices so that they can afford to be philanthropic. Is this a charity that really qualifies? It's a 501c3, so a donation here is a deduction, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, right. I mean, KIND is a nonprofit. I would love to see donations going to KIND. I'm sure conspicuous on the website, there's going to be a big rectangle that says donate now, and absolutely they are, that would be a tax-deductible contribution.
Now, we've only got about a minute left, so I want to, you know, no offense to you, Andrew, you let off. I'm going to let Wendy be the cleanup hitter. Wendy, I just want you to give me a real short, heartwarming story and then how people can get a hold of you guys.
Well, the story that I always remember is going into the immigration court in Baltimore, Maryland, and seeing a little 5-year-old girl who was dressed in her Sunday best and clutching a doll, and she was asked to appear before the immigration judge. She couldn't even see over the microphone. She was so tiny. And the judge started to ask her questions about why she had come to the United States. And that little girl couldn't answer a single one of those questions, and her eyes got bigger and bigger and bigger as the judge asked her questions. Finally, he dismissed her. And as she was leaving, he said to her, "So what's the name of your doll?" And in Spanish, she said, "Baby, baby doll." And that was the only answer he got in that entire hearing.
Jesus. All right. Now that you made me break down on the radio, why don't you tell people how they can do something about that heinous tragedy?
Please volunteer your time, volunteer your resources. We need all the help that we can get. And again, our website is supportkind.org. We're happy to talk to you at any time about what you can do to help these really vulnerable kids.
My gosh. God bless you. God bless you, Wendy. God bless your white knight in shining armor. Did I get it right that time, Andrew?
You got it right that time.
And that he is.
All right. Well, listen, you guys keep on fighting the good fight. I'll help any way I can. D, you take us away. You bring us back. We'll talk about dry eyes, although I don't think there's any dry eyes in the house after that first half hour. Gang, thank you so much, Andrew Morton. Thank you so much, Wendy. I really want to thank you both. You really mean a lot to me, and I want to thank you for enlightening our audience today.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
You got it.